brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You want answers? So do I. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones. Alex Jones getting to the answers by asking the right questions and moving us to the right debate. That's extremely important, and that's the job we've been doing low these many years. I really believe 9/11 truth, truth action in general, a new paradigm is being built, and we are heading towards critical mass. We are the proverbial truth snowball rolling down the hill, getting bigger and bigger all the time. Get out of the way, or you'll be run over by truth action in 9/11 truth. We're going to go to a few more calls here. I have a quick interview to do, and then we'll go back to your calls and continue to cover news today, this Monday, the 23rd of April, 2007. Let's go to Phil in Detroit. Phil, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. What was the name that you used there? Conscience what? That the judge used?
Yeah, conscience shock, I believe, was the appropriate
conscience
term.
Conscience shocking. Not shocking.
It's not conscience shocking. Yes, that's correct. So therefore, it's not a crime if it's not conscience shocking. Orwellian, isn't it?
Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, you know, when they nuke Washington because the people have come to drag these criminals out in the street and hang them, is that going to be not conscience shocking? I guess I suppose.
I mean, it's a semantical game, isn't it? What does shocking mean to the courts? What does a conscience mean to the courts? They don't have a conscience, so how could they even comment on this?
This is Orwellian beyond belief.
I mean, you can't even read a story like that without having to get out your decoder book and figure out what they're really saying.
I know, my boxes of cornflakes never came with
right.
things that.
Well, it is a total crime, and it is a slap in the face to the rescue workers, the people that the residents that lived in that area that were told to go out and go shopping when the government knew that there was toxic dust floating around everywhere. Okay, so it is a slap in the face. So not only does our government not support the troops by littering depleted uranium everywhere, but they don't support the victims of 9/11 by doing this and trying to whitewash this and cover it up. Again, the court doesn't have a conscience. They have no right to comment on it. Go ahead, Phil.
Of course, they didn't plant explosives in the building because of the asbestos problem. I wouldn't have had anything to do with that motivation there.
There you go.
You know, the thing that we really have to get these criminals tried. And the problem is that we're fighting against liars. And when you fight against liars, they use lies the way we would try to use truth. And unfortunately, it looks like
the lie will set you free.
The best way to fight lies is with lies. There are other lies that can be added to their lies that make their lies useless.
I completely disagree with that, Phil. I don't know how you want to flesh that out, but I think the best way to fight lies is with truth. Notice, remember, they don't lie. They misspeak. They're not informed. They forget. Someone else did it.
I know, but, you know, that can take forever, that process. I mean, in order to keep the 9/11 truth movement out there and to keep the truth...
But it's working, Bill.
People.
Using the truth is working. Look around you.
Of course, but, I mean, sometimes you have to, be a little bit creative in the way in which you go about publicizing the truth and using their propaganda machines to our advantage.
Well, here's what Rumsfeld said about that. Sometimes the truth is so precious, it has to be accompanied by a bodyguard of lies. That's a direct quote from Rummy. So maybe you agree with Rummy. I don't know. I mean, I happen to think that standing up, being bold, being personally responsible, being a good example for your friends, your neighbor, your family, your coworkers, and people on the street, and fighting the good fight on a truth level, of course, as Bill Cooper said, there are many truths, so we can get into all of that. But at the end of the day, we have to be the ones who are honest, who are truthful, who are doing our best to cut through the bodyguard of lies and expose these criminals for who they really are. Liars, criminals, murderers, and eugenists. We'll come right back after this, folks. Stay tuned.
Now,
Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is a war for your mind. There are no days off. It is a constant battle to protect your mind, to protect your pursuit of happiness, your right to freedom, your right to pursue a higher consciousness. And they will take that away from you and put you in a mental prison, a mental cage, if they continue to steamroll over the consciousness of the world. We will stop them. We will stop by standing up against them and by declaring that our hearts, our minds belong to us, and nobody's going to win them. I don't care how much they would like to. Because if there's a winner in your heart and mind, there's going to be a loser, and that loser is likely to be you. We're going to be joined here by Joseph Kilgus. He is one of the people that took on John Kerry here over the weekend at Book People. His group is Austin 9/11 Truth Now. I'd just like to play the clip again. We cut off some of it the first time we played. I'd like to play the whole clip of the question by Joseph to John Kerry, his answer, and then we'll come back, we'll go to Joseph, and we'll take your calls. Of course, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. John, if you could roll that clip, we can hear how he builds up to the question. I think he does a good job. Go ahead and roll it.
I should mention that up front.
I just want to commend you both for your stance on environmental issues like this that are so important. Chapter 2, I really got a lot out of, especially when you talk about the Environmental Working Group. I think you could all benefit from going to EWG.org. There's also a searchable database there. You can plug in all your personal hygiene products and see which ones are toxic to you that you're using on a daily basis. I think another thing that we should really focus focus on too is genetically modified organisms. Another thing, the use of depleted uranium in Iraq. Chemtrails being sprayed over major cities everywhere in this country daily. Big concern of mine because I see these things every day. What is it? The Air Force denies the fact that they exist. I think that they're regular contrails. We know better than that. Also, a question I have for you. World Trade Center 7 was brought down on September 11th at 5:20 in the evening. The leaseholder of the World Trade Center complex, Larry Silverstein, gave a public interview on PBS in 2002, and he said that they pulled that building, which is a demolition term for intentionally bringing down a building. This man made over $5 billion from those buildings' destruction, and I want to know if there was ever a formal investigation into Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder of the World Trade Center complex, and his ties to this entire event.
I don't believe there's been a formal investigation. I haven't heard that. I don't know that. I do know that that wall, I remember, was in danger, and I think that they made a decision based on the danger that it had of destroying everything, so they did it in a controlled fashion. He's part of the construction, reconstruction effort for the memorial and the use of the land, et cetera. There's been a long tug of war going on in New York. I am not following every aspect of it because it's not in my jurisdiction, so to speak. But I'll check out what the story is. I'll take a look at it based on what you said. You're the first people anywhere in the country to call this to my attention.
Well, interestingly enough, the 9/11 Commission report does not even address World Trade Center 7 and the fact that it fell the way that
it did. Let me find out about it. I don't know enough about it. It's not in our book, et cetera. Incidentally, thank you for mentioning. If you go to the back of the book, folks.
It's not in our book. Yeah, I kind of doubt it would have been in his book, but we have Joseph Kilgus from Austin 9/11 Truth Now. You can get them on MySpace by entering that in. Joseph, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Congratulations here in Austin, Texas, on being the first people to ask Skull and Bonesman John Kerry these questions.
Well, hi, Jack. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty shocking to hear him say that a prominent U.S. Senator and someone who ran for president in 2004 saying that he hadn't heard anything about 9/11 being an inside job or that it was pulled off by a controlled demolition. It's just shocking.
Yeah. What is the feeling you got when they were asked first the first part question by one of your colleagues referring to the work of Dr. Stephen Jones and then your follow-up question? Can you explain to the audience, I think they have to see this video, to see them squirming and then nodding and then the little look of shock on Teresa Hines' face when she realizes where the chemtrail question is heading or where the 9/11 question is heading. But can you describe the feeling in the room when you guys are throwing these questions at them, both from the people attending and from the Kerrys themselves?
Sure. Well, first off, we were sitting in a whole group of, I would say, at least 100 people in that small room upstairs, most of which are Democrats. So they're kind of more of a liberal bent anyway, and their minds are a little bit more open.
We can tell by the rabid applause, yes, where they were coming from. It was a hostile environment, to say the least, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But when Michelle got up and asked that first question, their body gestures and the way that they presented themselves, you can't hear it on the audio, but you can see it on the video. They were very uncomfortable by the question. When Michelle was asking the first question about the dust, you could see on Teresa's face that she thought she understood where the question was going related to the EPA's admission that the air at World Trade Center was okay to breathe within a couple of days after the event. I thought she thought we were going in that direction, and then Michelle brought up the actual thermate question there. And, the look on their face was astonishment. They couldn't believe that they were being asked this at their own book signing, but you can see that they were caught off guard in an unscripted moment, which was
great.
Well,
hopefully, Joseph, it won't be the last time as well, because I really now see more and more people doing this and really confronting these people. I mean, this is... I guess we found out now that the emperor has no clothes and people are pointing at them and saying, hey, you're naked. And they're looking at themselves going, well, we're not naked. We haven't heard anything about being naked. That's, of course, just a metaphor to try to explain this. Kerry making some very bizarre hand gestures, nervous, contained hand gestures as he's hearing out these questions. Now, the headline I saw today accompanying your video was that John Kerry admitted that this is a controlled demolition. And do you believe that was what his answer broke down to?
I don't think that that's an accurate summation of what he said. You know, in fact, his exact words were brought down in a controlled fashion. I think he specifically avoided using that phrase. And, you know, come to think about it a little bit after the fact here, it seems like he might be talking about World Trade Center 6 and the wall there in that building and not specifically World Trade Center 7. I don't know if that's a saves him at all, because I think that any United States senator should know the facts of 9/11 and be able to communicate those facts accurately to the people here in the United States and abroad. And certainly, since it's been used as justification for two wars and the continued war on terror and the erosion of our civil rights here at home, they better know the answers. They better know what we're talking about. But, you know, I don't think that he was saying it was controlled demolition, but certainly his knowledge of it is, I think, a lot more than what he let on.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, he's guilty for obfuscation. He's guilty for trying to deflect the question. He certainly had no intention in answering directly the, I think, very succinct question that you asked, and that by deflecting it into something discussing the memorial rather than Larry Silverstein pull it, and, of course, the scientific evidence we have, it almost, in a way, is damning in and of itself, no?
Yeah, oh, totally. I mean, I entirely agree with you. He did deflect the question, and he went on to say, well, you know, this man is involved with the Reconstruction. Like, that somehow is, you know, saving grace for him because he somehow is involved in the Reconstruction, and that just somehow cancels out the fact that he may have been involved in an insurance scam or the loss of life of American citizens here on our own soil. It's just sick.
Give me the feeling in the room with the Democrats you were surrounded with. Did they come up to you after the event? Did they say anything to you guys about asking these questions? Were you mocked? I mean, what exactly was the situation there?
Actually, no, it was very tame. I think that you can't really hear it on the audio. When I ask that question and I tell him that this man made $5 billion from these buildings' destruction, you could hear a gasp go across the audience, like this is the first time they had ever heard that.
Good.
But, you know, afterwards I did have a couple of individuals come up to me and ask me, you know, about some more information, and Michelle was too confronted by another individual, and luckily some guys from PNAC were there as well, and they were handing out some DVDs outside, so they actually had gotten the DVD, and Michelle told them, you need to go home and watch these DVDs and get yourself informed.
Good for you. Get them going in. Get them coming out. Get them while they're sitting there with their mouths agape looking at the great John Kerry, who they probably supported as Skull and Bones candidate B in the 2004 selection process. Reporting for duty, John Kerry wanted to, he was in favor of escalating the situation over there, in favor of staying there. Of course, this is one of the things we know, and this is how there's really no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Now, tell me the truth. Did you actually read his book, or did you just skim it in order to set up that question?
Yeah, truthfully, I skimmed it there sitting there for about an hour waiting to ask him that question. So I did skim that and found a little bit of knowledge that I already knew about and kind of used that to try to bait him in a little bit and make him feel comfortable before I launched into my real questions. You know, and I brought up questions about chemtrails and depleted uranium. What you can't see by hearing the audio is that he's sitting there shaking his head, nodding his head to everything that I'm saying.
It seemed like him
chemtrails.
And Teresa Hines, Kerry, were both nodding in agreement when you were talking about chemtrails. And then I think you got to a point where you were talking contrails versus chemtrails, and she particularly looked a little bit shocked when you got to the base of your question there.
Yeah, she was, you know, just her whole demeanor I thought was just kind of odd. When she walked up to the podium at the beginning, she seemed just very out of it, and her hair was all tousled.
She's on massive medication. I mean, could you tell that by looking at her? I mean, she takes such a myriad of medication, uppers, downers, the whole nine yards, prescription medication, and probably antidepressant as well. And she really, it really looks that way. You know, of course, she lost it a couple of times in the 2004 elections, which didn't help her husband too much. But that's her personal. Was she writing any checks while they were there? That's, I guess, his accountant and personal financier. Was she there to write some checks, or
not that I saw, Jack. No.
Does it look like he? It looks like he's building to run for president, though. He wants into this bad, doesn't he?
Well, you know, he gave us the out there to come to him and give him information and evidence regarding 9/11. And
I want to bring you back for a little bit on the other side of the segment and tell people about your organization. It's the Alex Jones Show, folks. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 23rd, 2007, gold spot, 691 1-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $712, $358.53 for half, $179.26 for quarter ounce coins at $712.98, $358.53, and $179.26. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
While the union's a big businessman and it's going down as a dinosaur, while they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to roll on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden's gonna be against the law.
Bob Zimmerman. Thanks for joining us, folks, today. The Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network. On the line with us, Joseph Kilgus. He's part of the group here in Austin that protests in front of the State House every Saturday from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. here Central Time. Rain, shine, snow, extreme heat. They're out there with their signs. They're out there talking to people, handing out videos, and it would be great if you get out and join them if you're here in Austin, Texas, or you want to drive in and see how these things work. A Truth Action Squad like this operates. Come down and join us. Join them. I've gone down myself for the Saturday protest. Every Saturday, like clockwork, rain or shine, starts at 1 o'clock, goes to 5 o'clock p.m. And if you want to find out more about the Austin 9/11 Truth Now, you can go to myspace.com/911 Austin 9/11 Truth Now. You can just Google Austin 9/11 Truth Now. It'll take you right over there to MySpace. They're hooked up, one of my friends, on my MySpace. Joseph, I really admire the work you guys are doing. I know you were inspired somewhat by Luke Radowski over in New York and the great work that they're doing. We can't commend you more. Also, the Dallas 9/11 Truth Group is really starting to pick up some speed. The Tulsa 9/11 Truth Group is just doing amazing things with Truth Actions. I mean, talk about how important it is to have a presence on a regular basis for people to always find and have, and what you're doing getting the word out for 9/11 Truth.
Yeah, I think it's just entirely important that everyone do as much as they possibly can locally, and to see these groups pop up across the United States and in different cities is just awesome. I think that everybody needs to get involved. Our little group each week gives people here in the Austin area, we do have people come from Dallas and other areas, an outlet to express their concern with the way things are going, not just about 9/11, but a lot of other things that are happening within our government that affect each and every one of us daily. And we do get a lot of people coming in there as visitors to the Capitol from all over the world. And most of them, and I would say most of the visitors that are, you know, outside of the United States are very open and sympathetic to what we're saying.
Yeah, well, I went down there, of course, the weekend during South by Southwest, and really got a taste for what you guys do down there. All the support, the people driving by honking and raising their fist and yelling and support far diminishes the people that are giving you the finger. I guess that happens too, but it's really bold of you guys to do it, and I just hope, you know, people all over the country are doing this, Joseph. It really is very effective. If people can't join you out there, obviously they can contribute or donate to your cause so you can get more DVDs to hand out and even spread the word on a bigger way.
Absolutely. I also want to thank Webster Tarpley last week for the inspiration for this. Michelle and I spoke with him after the protest there at UT, and he kind of mentioned some ways that we could do this. So it was kind of at his urging and certainly his inspiration to go out there and do this. But I think that, you know, as all of us get out there and do more things like this, it's going to raise the question. What's really important about this is that they keep on bringing up 9/11. It is the pretext for so much that they're doing in our country and abroad right now, that as long as they're bringing it up, you better believe that we're going to bring it up and we're going to demand it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why when John Kerry says it's not under his jurisdiction, he's a U.S. senator.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And a senator from Massachusetts or Taxachusetts, where, you know, a lot of this had came from on 9/11. I mean, he was responsible for part of this. So to say it's not in his jurisdiction is, well, should we call it what it is? It's a lie? Or does he just not know any better?
Well, these are the people that we charge, you know, give them responsibility to levy war against other countries. And if they don't have all the facts and they're not investigating fully, you know, a crime scene as big as 9/11, Ground Zero, and Manhattan. I mean,
I know you
them.
Don't buy that, Joseph. I don't buy it. Michelle, your partner, doesn't buy it. None of the listeners here buy this. Of course, it's an obfuscation, and this is how they deflect these questions. But the more they go out and the more they're confronted with this, the more they're going to understand exactly what they're up against. And I think 9/11 Truth is going critical mass. This will probably really get to a head with the release of the new Loose Change final edit coming out here this summer. Now, I have to ask you, did Kerry get any of these DVDs? Did anybody personally hand John Kerry a copy of Loose Change, a copy of Terror Storm, or something to help educate him?
You know what? I can't say that anyone did. I didn't see. We certainly didn't have any DVDs on us at the time, so we didn't. But, you know, I want to thank Terry from Be Real Productions and also Aaron Dooley, who filmed this entire thing, a couple of hardcore patriots that join us every week out there at the Capitol.
No fear. You guys have absolutely no fear. You are bold and mighty forces have come to your aid. They are Austin 9/11 Truth Now. Go join them, folks, on Saturday. We'll come right back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Wachter Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Wachter's Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Wachter's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit Wachter's.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the mark of the beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight. I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally.
Just a lot more news to report today. We do want to take your calls. Monday is always a serious news day. There is so much to report, including an article up on Infowars.com. Police prepared to arrest 3,000 at the 2008 Republican National Convention. This will exceed, I believe, almost double what happened in New York City in 2004. Of course, we were on the ground for that. Another story, student arrested over Virginia Tech remarks. Of course, the thought police already closing in on people that would even hint at any type of sympathy for the shooter, or even taken out of context that could be the case. So we are going to be seeing a total onslaught on potential thought crimes as the hate legislation moves forward, hate crimes bills move forward, and this Virginia Tech thing becomes a cyclone of psychological interpretations and interpretations of your behavior, just one of the many components of the Virginia Tech shooting. We have more information on that on the show as well. But I'm going to go right back to your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Do we still have Charles in Louisiana? Charles, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for calling in.
How you doing, Mr. Jack?
I'm just fine, thank you.
You're not mentioning nothing about the truck rally today. Not many people's talking.
Well,
about
we covered it on Friday on the Friday program, and it's a big deal. But this is supposed to be happening today. Have you heard of any?
I heard a lot, but I just wanted to know. I've been going through all the channels, and very few people's mentioning everything. Some are, you know. I mean, if people.
What are you seeing, Charles? What are the numbers? Are we seeing?
Well, I got a guy with a CD now. It just started. About 40 minutes ago,
uh-huh.
I'm getting a few reports that they're pulling the trucks on the side and ticketing them.
Sure.
Department of Public Safety and State Police, I'm getting these reports. And then where the trucks are parked at, you know, where they usually park, they only have four right now. And in Idaho, it's about a fourth of the trucks are off the road. So it's just starting to build up right now. But like I said, it just started 40 minutes ago.
Sure, and of course we can assume, Charles, there'll be mass arrests, mass tickets, mass fines levied at these truckers standing up for their right to be paid appropriately for shipping our goods.
No, it's because they're bringing 17,000 illegal trucks here from Mexico. That's why this is being done.
Well, I know, but that cuts into their livelihood, and that's why they're upset about it.
Oh, I heard a tour on the truck driver. I've been going passing his flyers out. George Bush is getting ready to bring 25,000 Iraqis here. That's going to be good.
I think they already did that back in 1990 after the first Gulf War.
This is another deal.
I understand.
What he's talking about.
Yeah.
25,000 more. Well, American people, they're going to have to get hungry. They're going to have to do something, Mr. Jack. I mean,
maybe this is what it's going to take, Charles. Because I see people waking up without having the rug pulled completely out from underneath them. But that is what it's going to take for some people.
Some people will never do nothing, you know. They'll wait for other people to do it, you know.
Until their 2.2 cars are confiscated from the bank, until they lose their house, until they have trouble feeding their family, until they have to sign up for a no-work list or they're denied work for whatever reason.
You know, we just get what we deserve, Mr. Jack. I keep saying that. It's true. We get most of the people, they've got a comfort zone and they don't want to get out of it. But anyway, I learned so much passing these flyers out. There wasn't many people out there doing it, but I had about four people with me, and we went out there for 3 days. And I went out tonight and went on a day. Of course, other radio stations are out now.
Yeah.
But there's supposed to be 35 news people at Washington, D.C. Taking films of this and all. You know?
Okay. We need to get news. The thing is, I've gone online, and just as you mentioned when you came in, there it seems to be almost a news blackout, an establishment news blackout on today's truck out. We need to get news from the listeners. If people are out there, like you said, you're monitoring CB. If people are able to get us news and to report, because we're somewhat isolated here in the studio, report to us exactly what the numbers are and what could be going on, any potential arrests. We'd like to report that live as a breaking news story on the program, Charles.
Yeah, and Mr. Jack, I want to say you're excellent with the news. I mean, you really put it on the line like it is. And I have to tell you, I haven't been calling in tomorrow. I don't call in much anymore. I'm trying to.
Well, we remember, we all remember your great reports from Hurricane Katrina, and you're a great truth warrior. I know you're a great supporter of Alex Jones and InfoWars, and we really love having you out there, Charles. Keep the faith, brother.
I just want to say I love you all, too, though.
Keep the faith, brother. I know you will. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, are you standing by? You're on the Alex Jones Show.
I just wanted to make a comment about the John Kerry thing. You know, his comment about that being a controlled situation is just outrageous. I mean, one, where would he have gotten that information to, from, and how in the world can he expect that to be accepted as a logical comeback? And where does he figure the opportunity was to wire that building up with explosives and that sort of thing to bring it down?
Well, and I think that's what he was referring to. And if you look, you know, at the coverage from this, I think it's completely fair to say that he was alluding to a controlled demolition. So I don't want to sound like I'm in any way, you know, being contradictory here. I mean, I don't know what it says. I'm only here asking questions. So initially, I believe there's good merit to this story that he is alluding to a controlled demolition regarding the Building 7. But I just think he got caught in a completely unaware position, and this is something we have to just, I mean, I don't think we can have a conclusion to this story yet. We have to really look at every single word he said, how he said it, to try to interpret exactly, you know, how he's skirting around and moving around here. So I'm not, you know, giving anyone my conclusion here. I'm certainly not trying to be contradictory to some early reports. I believe that that's what he was alluding to, but there is kind of some wiggle room in there for him, I think.
I understand, but I sure would have loved to have been there to deliver a follow-up question with regard to that, you know.
Well, they tried. You heard they tried to do it, and he shut it down and immediately started trying to promote his book and try to get everybody to get his book. So he changed the subject. He skirted the issue. But somewhere in that audio, I think there is some damning information that we need to continue to follow up on. So, again, the story is breaking, and I think it is fair to say that that's what he was alluding to and kind of caught himself partway there and then tried to change the subject. So it's very complex, and this just happened this morning. So I personally am trying to figure this out and decode it live on the air. This is never an easy thing to do, especially, you know, in front of millions of people on the Alex Jones Show. But there are a lot of different ways to look at this, and I think it is fair to say that he's saying it's a controlled demolition. But again, very complex, don't you think, Richard?
Absolutely. I
good
do,
good for know, them for standing up
clear,
to him, though.
But, that's why I hope that this can be followed up and we can get him to elaborate on what his meaning was.
Well, I hope you'll see him. Or
Jack, and you may have mentioned this earlier, but apparently Rosie's back on track with having 9/11 first responders on The View on Wednesday, which should be pretty interesting if that doesn't get
if there isn't
off,
another right? mass school shooting before now and then. Well, thank you for the call, Richard. And again, these people need to be commended for taking it to Kerry. So I hope when he goes to his next stump speech, you'll ask the follow-up questions that need to be asked. I think that would be important. Let's go to Lucas in Texas. Lucas, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, what's up, Jack? Thanks for taking my call, brother. I wanted to bring up two very important subjects. 2 months ago, when you typed in 9/11 conspiracy into Google, you pulled up about 95% pro-9/11 conspiracy sites. Now you type it in, you pull up anti-conspiracy sites. Alex Jones' prison planet used to be on page number one, now it's on page number five. Google has done something to change everything. That's the first subject I wanted to bring up. The second subject I wanted to bring up was this thing about the John Kerry. Let me give you a quote from the Battery Park City Authority. It says, due to the impacts from the World Trade Center collapse and subsequent emergency response activities, the perimeter sea wall of said land suffered structural damage. The damage occurred at various locations of approximately 1 mile long seawall along the Hudson River. Now we go back to John Kerry's comment where he says, but I do know that wall was in danger. He's saying the wall was in danger, not anything else was in danger from the wall. He said the wall was in danger. That is where he's talking about. They brought down building number 7 because they were fearing that it would fall and knock the seawall down. That's what he was talking about. At least that's what I get.
As I say, I mean, trying to interpret the cryptic skull and bones comments from John Kerry is it's quite a feat. So we need to continue to analyze this particular audio and the video and to try to figure out. And I guess in some ways we're going to be left to fill in some of the blanks, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But, I mean, well, when he says, like I said here, he says, but I do know that wall was in danger. What other wall would be in, why would he care about a wall being in danger from building number 6 or remains from building number 7 Who cares? He would say the danger was from the wall. He said the wall was in danger. So yeah. that's a key aspect.
Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you came in with that, and I think that's something that we need to further follow up on. I'm sure there's going to be more and more news on this particular story. I mean, it's not often that we get John Kerry on the record for 9/11. So, again, these people need to be commended, and we need to really try to get in here and decode exactly what he said. That was a good contribution. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, are you still with us? You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. Jack, I'm going to touch on two subjects. The first one I've touched on before, and I'd like to admonish your listeners to call not just their representatives, but the NRA, particularly those listeners that are members of the NRA, and tell them to withdraw support of H.R. 297. That's the bill that's now floating through Congress, being spearheaded by the incident at Virginia Tech, and that it is not wise for us to be on the same side of a legislative issue that is being spearheaded by Carolyn McCarthy and Charles Schumer. And I would implore your listeners, particularly those who are NRA members, to call the NRA and tell them that they should reconsider that poor judgment of error in support of that.
That's a nice way to say it, Ron, I guess.
That's a nice way. Well, I think FCC regulations might forbid me from saying it the way passions may want to.
Yes, but I mean, you know, 297 is the most draconian of all the new McCarthy gun bills, and there are plenty of them to have to fight. I mean, it's a, I guess, somewhat smart of them to put out so many bills that we don't even know what to fight, but I'd start with 297. I agree
with you.
Definitely
start with 297. Yeah. That's correct. 297 is such a bad bill that I'm going to be quite honest with you. While I have an abiding concern for the Second Amendment rights, I am more concerned where it relates to 297 with 14th Amendment rights of due process and 4th Amendment rights against search and seizure and privacy.
Yeah.
It'll actually chew those two amendments apart even more. So that is a comprehensively dangerous bill to at least three of your fundamental,
as we've been saying for the last
constitutional
month.
Yeah. Rights. So I implore people to do as I say.
Yeah.
Believe me.
And look, if you voted for Republicans or you supported the Republicans or the conservatives because they were going to protect your right to keep and bear arms, you better put a lot of pressure on them to stand up to this or tell them they will never have your support ever again. And that includes the NRA.
And that leads to the next thing that I was going to talk about. We now see hucksters from the so-called psychiatric professional community, the psychologists, on TV, particularly Fox, and, well, I believe that the establishment media, all of it, smells like a dead fish. Fox is particularly pernicious, and they are particularly pernicious for this reason. They wrap pseudo-Trotskyism in pseudo-populism and then project it out to a largely uninformed and ignorant public and make you think it's conservatism. Well, folks, it is not conservatism. They are particularly pernicious in the way they go about doing things, in that have you ever noticed that Fox has experts on it that nobody has ever seen before in history prior to the establishment of the Fox network? Well, if you do a lot of research on a lot of these people that they bring on as experts, you will find that a great number of them are invested, and I mean materially invested, in promoting their agendas, i.e. they have businesses that will sell the machinery, that will sell the services relative to the positions, the political and social positions that they're promoting. So you have to be very leery at listening to their so-called experts, who I'm going to coin a new phrase today that will go down in history next to the word normalcy. When somebody is an expert of dubious intention, he shall now be referred to as a Foxpert.
Foxpert instead of an expert.
That's correct.
Foxpert. These are all the think tank guys, the Council on Foreign Relations guys. I mean, of course, they're out there to shill and to be, I guess, what you would call in many ways, a controlled opposition if you're a conservative. So I think most people know not to trust them. In fact, I think the numbers are down so much at Fox News that they've got to be wondering maybe they should be covering 9/11 truth.
Well, I'll tell you... I'll tell you this, I don't know if they're covering that, but I'm not blaming them alone. I'm just saying they're the worst example of a large number of bad examples The New York Times is another one that also plays the game very well.
Absolutely. But, I mean, you know, the fact is, I mean, going back to my last statement, they are covering 9/11 Truth News on Bill O'Reilly, and they know that this is how they get big ratings, going after Rosie O'Donnell, doing these things. And then coming out, one of the first reports after the VTech shooting, here you have one of the Foxperts, as you call them, advocating gun control. So, I mean, that's got to be shocking to conservatives that have hung their hat on faux news.
By the way, you mentioned O'Reilly and you jogged my memory. He always has Geraldo Rivera on as a guest, as we all well know. And Geraldo, since the VT shootings, the Virginia Tech shootings, has been advocating, you know, tougher policies with people and mental hygiene.
Total neoliberal, yeah.
Hold on, hold on. Your listeners should know, many of them are probably not old enough, but I am, and some of us have old memories, that this same man was instrumental in the movement in this country in 1971, 1972, all right, in the deconstruction of the mental hygiene system and in the system in which there were sanitariums in which people were in. So first this guy said, let them all out. Now today he goes, he's on, of course, on Fox. He's an employee of Fox. Now he says, lock them all up. This is a huckster that takes whatever position, like a gear shifter, you understand?
Yeah.
Just to keep himself prominent and satiated, I guess, in the limelight and in a nice salary. This guy has no legitimacy and nobody should be taking him seriously. You can't say apples one day and then say oranges the next and have a legitimate point.
Yeah, you have no credibility in doing that. And let's not forget the staged fight that O'Reilly and the gentleman you mentioned had in order to take our minds off of more 9/11 information with Rosie O'Donnell. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back to take more of your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Please stay tuned.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Right back to the phones. Let's go to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for taking my call. In light of the recent events in Virginia, it's interesting how a lot of the television shows today are far more pro-establishment, pro-government than the old shows, say, from the 90s. Early 90s, late 80s, and I'll give you a great example, the X-Files.
Sure, go ahead. I mean, I always thought the X-Files put, you know, bizarre alien information next to things that were true in order to discredit it, so I'm not saying that that was the plan, but it sure kind of had that effect, didn't it? Much like other modes of communication. That's why I love this show, and what Alex does is because he sticks to the facts. He reports what's documented, and he doesn't go off on tangents about lizards or whatever it's going to be.
Well, I understand that, but there were certain episodes that had nothing to do with the aliens or anything like that, and I'll give you a great example. There was an episode, and I believe it was the second or third season, and the title of it was called Blood. And it was about an ex-Navy guy who had this phobia about blood, and there was an experiment, and I believe it was in a small Maryland town, and Mulder, he was working by himself. Scully wasn't with him on this one. He was working by himself, and he was examining these murders that took place in this town, and electronic devices were common to all of these murders, and he looks into it more, and he realizes that these people are seeing these messages in these electronic devices. And there was some poisoning going on. Some of the local fields were being sprayed. Basically, to make a long story short, yeah, there was a government-sanctioned experiment on the people of this town, and they were fomenting mind control.
Right.
And this guy ends up this...
No, I mean, there was some good stuff there. I love the episode, by the way, of the X-Files, where it's near the end of the series, and they find some aliens, and they go and they inspect the scene, and they pull off the heads, and they are CIA agents in alien uniforms posing as aliens. I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, and anyway...
But you made a point. Let me go back to the original point that you made, if I could, Eric, because,
sure,
you know, look at today's TV schedule. It's programming, 500 channels of it, programming, okay? They don't call it that for an anomalous reason. It's cop shows, it's court shows, it's CSI, it's The Running Man, basically. It's medical shows. I mean, just littered with that, and if you're not getting that, it's sports and reality TV. So you make a good comment that our programming has degenerated to a point that is just beyond comprehension. I don't watch it.
I'll give you one more example Well, anyway, this X-File episode, he goes up to the tower. This guy goes up to the tower akin to...
I got to cut you there, man. I got to keep moving. We can't go over all the X-File episodes, but you made a good point, and let's stick with that. Got to go to Torin Wolf, a friend of ours here in Texas. He's an ex-Iraqi vet who has been opened up to 9/11 truth. He's out there. In fact, I know you were out with the guys this Saturday in front of the State House. Torin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for talking to me, Jack. I always appreciate talking to a fellow patriot.
Well, you're a patriot with a lot to lose, and you got a great background. You were an army nurse. You were a combat nurse in Iraq, and you paid the price over there. And earlier on the show, we're talking about depleted uranium. I guess if we really support the troops, we need to, you know, embold the current investigations, the cover-ups that are going on right now about depleted uranium. I'd like to bring you back, if you can hold about 70, 80 seconds. We'll come back for the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Appreciate everybody joining us. Phone lines are open. We got a lot of news to report. Stay with us. This is the Alex Jones Show. It's the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.